Welcome to the Financial Freedom Report. This is your host, Jason Hartman, and this show is basically a sampler of our larger newsletter entitled The Financial Freedom Report, Financial Self-Defense in Uncertain Times. In each show, we'll share with you just one sampler article of our larger newsletter. The newsletter is available at jasonhartman.com, and we would love to have you join our subscriber family. The newsletter is usually about 16 to 20 pages long, and it usually has about 18 or 20 articles of different interest. So here is one of those articles as a free sample for you, and please join our subscriber family at jasonhartman.com.
Too big to fail. How incompetent companies and politicians are kept in power. Within the lexicon of business terminology, there is a popular phrase entitled, too big to fail, that is frequently used to describe large industry players that are kept afloat by the government when they are faced with financial ruin. The theory behind these bailout initiatives is that liquidating a major industry player will result in a total market collapse. These claims are very difficult to substantiate, since the government frequently uses this rationale to justify its arbitrary actions, but never seems to allow one of these failing ventures to go into liquidation like a normal business. In practice, the too-big-to-fail phenomenon exists to perpetuate vested interests by artificially maintaining the status quo. Unfortunately, this phenomenon also applies to political movements as well. When individuals or movements are viewed as historic or symbolic, there is frequently a sentiment that it is too big to fail, and that any level of incompetence or power obsession must be overlooked to avoid failure for the favored parties. What we have seen is that attempts by government to manipulate the market frequently create much larger problems than those that were originally set to be solved. In these situations, there is an endless litany of excuses that serve as the convenient justification for the expansions of government power that are necessary to protect businesses and individuals that are deemed too big to fail by the powers that be. Ultimately, we will find that the price of this massive government power grab is paid by the producers that make the country run. As these initiatives compound on top of one another over time, the ranks of the producers will contract as fewer people find it profitable to engage in business. Similarly, the ranks of the idle masses will rise as the number of people seeking free entitlements expands. It is inevitable that a breaking point will be reached at some time in the future where the burden foisted on the backs of the producers will be too great for them to bear. The optimal situation would be for a political reversal to happen before that point comes, so that the wanton damage being inflicted on the country by the power obsession of its leadership is stopped. In the interim, prudent investors should seek to pursue strategies that will allow them to profit from the government irresponsibility, so that their wealth will not be totally destroyed before control of the government is returned to more responsible hands.
I hope you enjoyed that sampler article from the Financial Freedom Report. In each issue, we discuss creating wealth through the most historically proven investment in human history, and that is income property. We also discuss home-based business opportunities, internet business opportunities, solopreneurship, and becoming a lifestyle entrepreneur. So please take a look at the Financial Freedom Report at jasonhartman.com. We have a lot of free content on that website, properties, business opportunities, a fantastic blog, and our larger show, The Creating Wealth Show, also is available at jasonhartman.com or on iTunes. We have a whole bunch of shows. Just search Jason Hartman in the iTunes store. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll look forward to talking with you on the next Financial Freedom Report.